see of London, the history of the place. I never get sick of it. You know, whenever I arrive here, I realise that there's so little I know about it. Even though there's so much that's familiar, you know, so much that hasn't changed, I realise that there's just myriads of secrets that London has, and that makes up for the sort of sense of vertigo that people that live in small places tend to get when they come to a big city like this. It still takes a few hours to really get used to a place like this. People have asked me in New Zealand whether we're going to reform the mutton birds, but when it came to the crunch, we sort of all thought, well, we looked at what we're doing now, looked at all the interesting things we were all doing in our own, with our own lives, and we thought, you know, do we really want to put life on hold and go and do the stuff that we used to do a few years ago? And everybody felt the same. You know, everybody felt that it wasn't what we wanted to do at that time, but. You know, things change. There might be a point, in the future where different band members have got a little gap or something, and they say, "Well, that'd be really fun to do." I'm lucky in that all the bands that I've been in and that aren't around anymore haven't finished with sort of bitterness and people smashing things and, you know, lawyers phoning up. They seem to have pretty much finished with handshakes and a reasonably good grace, so that makes reunions a bit easier if you're going to do that. But yeah, the mutton birds, we haven't started talking about it, but it has been suggested, so it may happen.
Driving to your place after dark, the lights of the town behind these hills. I'm wanting so much to see you again. Can almost touch the Utah sea.
On Mutton Birds albums, there's always been two or three songs which are quite reflective, and songs that where there's a story, and you have to listen to the first verse, the second verse, and the third verse to get the whole story.
Yeah.
And all of that sort of breaks all the rules in the pop song handbook, because if you're expecting the audience to actually listen to the whole thing, then you're sort of massively deluded, according to a lot of authorities on pop music. But I am massively deluded, so I'm quite happy with that.
It's not human, that it's not a bird. But sometimes you swear you've heard a cry.
After Warm Hand, I did put a band together, and a band called the Seven Sisters, which is very different from the Mutton Birds, and a very different kind of set of personalities. Thank you. And it had a kind of it's quite a flamboyant band in some ways, and it's quite country tinged because one of the guys in it is a really experienced guitarist who plays lap steel and pedal steel. So that gave me a license to sort of try some stuff which is kind of more relaxed, and to record things a bit quicker as well. I still have a tendency to sort of stop and polish stuff, but I'm really proud of Marvelous Youth.
Do you want to do some singing? I get a real strong sense that you want to sing. Actually, I'm picking up that you want to do contemporary dance as well. I don't know where I got that from. Maybe I'll just put that aside. We'll do the singing first, right? So you go, you hum this one. It's really easy. And if you can do a sort of open mouth hum too if you want. So this looks a bit nerdy, but Marvelous Year, and I'll signal to you when to hum. So hum now. Generally there'll be more notice than that.
Every live show is different because you know, you're never going to be the same person again. All those people in that room are never going to be the same person again. You know, physically and mentally, obviously, they're going to slightly change. But there's something that happens when a bunch of people get together. You know, I'll start singing a song, and because it's that group of people in the audience, not necessarily because they're rowdy or they're saying something or they're yelling stuff out, just because they're there, the song changes, becomes a different kind of song. Its emphasis changes. And I think that's what live performance is all about. Records are great, but with a live show, you're kind of... The possibility of getting something really transcendent. That sounds kind of wanky, but that's why we do it.
Gold and frankincense,
frank, 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 frankincense,
and he heard it say.
I love bands, and I've been really lucky. I've had some great bands, but there's something about live, about solo work, which is very free. You know, you can stop in the middle of a song, you can, you know, can make a mistake and laugh about it. And,
what do you want? Request, you're okay? Except that one.
I did quite a few requests on the last tour around New Zealand. I did. And some people requested songs that I really couldn't remember, and I thought, well, you know, maybe their desire for the song will help my memory, you know, maybe they'll send such good vibes towards the stage that I'll actually remember all the words, and it never worked. I'd always forget all the words, so I probably won't do so much of that tonight. What's next? I'm working towards my next record, but I'm kind of always working towards my next record. I'm always writing songs. But my next record's not a really... It's not going to happen very soon. It's probably going to happen sometime next year, maybe.